So I don't care a man's physical stature. When a man stands up to us and says, that's a bunch of baloney, and I'm not going there, we're like, ooh, you just got interesting. Right? That's what we're looking for is integrity. What is the most attractive to us is integrity. That makes us feel safe. So if you keep being true to yourself, this is who I am, this is what I provide, this is what I'm not interested in, I don't provide that, this is what I'm looking for, what we see is strength. Because, you know, men need women to be authentic about what it is that you want and what is it that you need, and then they'll interact with that to see if they want to and can provide it. And women need men to have integrity. We need you to be true to yourself. And you know who it's hardest to be true to yourself with? The ones that you're really sexually attracted to. Virtually impossible to be true to yourself with the ones you're sexually attracted to, because sexual attraction is survival. Integrity is human spirit. Survival comes first. It pushes out human spirit. Is this making sense?
It is.
Okay, good. We love it when you stand up to us. It makes us want to have sex. Really? When you say, don't talk to me like that, we're like, really? You guys ever watch the show House MD?
Yeah.
House MD, it's on Tuesday nights on Fox. He's a doctor, and he's a son of a bitch. Do you know? But he's so attractive because he has this incredible integrity. I mean, just like does not sell out for anything. Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you. Please, your turn. The question is, how are you out of sync with the culture? And it's so cute how you guys just really want to know what to do about this. We're getting there. We're going there very soon.
I want to preface it by saying I no longer feel out of sync with myself with this.
Cool.
But I definitely feel out of sync with culture and society. I've often felt, I'm not sure if it's true, my perception has been that I grew up in reverse of most men. I was confronted with having to learn spirituality and sensuality and vulnerability and emotions and all that kind of stuff first before learning how to be a man, how to be successful. Mm. And so I've often felt there's like a little, there's a flip side. I'm now coming to a point in my development as a man where I'm getting what guys got at 25, I guess, or you know what I mean? Maybe
what
don't.
It seems like they got.
What?
At least what it seemed like they got.
What it seemed like, right. And that's why I say I feel in sync with myself. Like I feel I'm in whatever rhythm is really true for me.
Yes.
But it's been challenging because, you know, I spent my 20s not pursuing sex.
Yes.
You know, I spent my 30s pursuing business.
Yes.
And starting to pursue sex, and then now in the late 30s, I realize that's not working, and I'm saying, I have a choice, either lead with my body or lead with my heart.
Yes.
And so that's like what I'm trying to consciously do, but that feels so out of sync with what culture and society tells men should be.
Right.
I feel like I've grown up in reverse, basically.
Yes.
And I'm happy with that. But then in the case you were talking about, I recently went on a date and this woman was like, you know, I like to make sure my men are man enough, or whatever she was saying, you know, can you stand up to me? And I talked to a friend later that night and I realized
she's holding a machete while she's saying this. Right.
How great are you?
Yes.
And the next day,
after I emasculate you, will you still be man
enough?
Right,
exactly. And she admitted to things like being critical of the men she's with, or discerning, or whatever the words were. The next night, I called her and I set the bar. I said, well, even to just be friends with somebody, I require a level of vulnerability and emotional reciprocity. Mm. And I explained what that meant, and she was like, I can't do that. Mm. Which surprised me because she's a woman.
Right.
Yes. I'm like, what gives?
Right. Yes.
Which, Well, we're all messed up in one way or another, yeah. But you know...
Thank you.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, so for me, it's not... I feel like the equation is different for me, and therefore it's been challenging to date because the equation's different for me.
Well, it's interesting, Greg, because... You sound normal to me. Really, as a man, I've been studying men for 14 and a half years, most men don't feel like they came into themselves until their late 30s or 40s or even early 50s. That before that, it was all pretend to be a man. They didn't really feel like a man until much later in life. Can you raise your hand if that's true for you? It happened much later. And you're describing another way that we're out of sync, which is how masculine women have become, right? How masculine women have become, which has women date like a man. Do you know? So we'll pursue. You know, if you pursue a man, all he can do is flee or submit. Neither one is powerful. So if you pursue a man and then expect him to be tough with you, the toughness is going to come out in, I don't want to be with you. Is this making any sense? So it's all cattywampus. The thing is, it's just all cattywampus. In Celebrating Men in Marriage, we talk about the 12 things that make a woman the right person for a man. Almost all of them, women have been taught to not be in the last 30 years. And then women wonder why so many of us are unmarried more than ever before. But we've been taught to be someone a man would never pick. We've been taught to be that. We've been taught to value ourselves as a woman that a man would never choose. And we haven't been taught any of the things that would have us be what a man would choose. How many classes have you taken on being a partner to a man? Right? I mean, we teach one, it's called Celebrating Men in Marriage, but it's we don't learn that. We're not learning that anywhere. Most men are looking for a partner. They're looking for a partner or they're looking for a queen, depending on their stage in life. Right? They want a partner or a queen. The gentleman earlier, you're looking for a queen. Our culture provides no training in queendom. None. We do. We have a course, you know, Celebrating Women. It's the queen course. But your predicament is really normal, really classic and sad.